a new approach to headache and migraine. Understand, manage, and prevent your headaches. Written and read by Pablo Timoshuk. Traditionally, tension headaches and migraine have been considered distinct conditions with different underlying causes. Tension headaches were thought to be caused by muscular problems, and migraine headaches were thought to be caused by vascular and/or neurological issues. Both conditions were often treated with medication, usually OTC painkillers for tension headaches and prescribed medications for migraine. I'm not very interested in what type of headache my clients have or think they have when they come to see me. Don't get me wrong, I'm concerned they're in pain. I want to know all about their symptoms and I'm ready to help them reduce the frequency and severity of their headaches, but I'm not interested in giving their headache a label. Labels can be reassuring and helpful, but they come with baggage. Calling a headache migraine usually generates more sympathy and consideration than saying you've got a tension headache. We tend to think people are afflicted by migraines, where tension headaches are somehow the sufferer's fault. In my experience, labels get in the way of successful treatment. Attaching symptoms to a label can be deceiving and counterproductive. Classic signs of migraine can actually be the symptoms of a tension headache. So if you keep mistakenly calling your tension headache a migraine, you'll never improve it. Categorizing the underlying mechanism of tension headaches as muscular and migraine as neurovascular is artificial and counterintuitive. There are many similarities between tension headaches and migraines, particularly in the chronic forms and muscles, joints, blood vessels, and nerves don't work in isolation. A malfunction in one system will impact the other systems in the body. This is not to say I think a migraine is the same as a tension headache. What I am saying is that migraine and tension headaches have more in common than we think. The longer I've worked with clients to lessen the impact of headaches on their life, the more I'm convinced that migraine and tension are different points on a headache spectrum, not different conditions. Many scientists now view tension headaches and migraines as two ends of a spectrum rather than separate entities. They believe tension headache and migraine share a common cause, but progress differently depending on the unique conditions of the individual headache sufferer.